Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Dark Tower 6, Song of Susanna, by Stephen King. Read by George Guidel.
Go then. There are other worlds than these. John Jake Chambers. I am a maid of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. All through the world I'm bound to ramble. I have no friends to show my way. Traditional. Fair is whatever God wants to do. Leif Enger. Peace like a river. Reproduction. 1999. First stanza. Beamquake. 1. How long will the magic stay? At first no one answered Roland's question, and so he asked it again, this time looking across the living room of the rectory to where Henchik of the Manny sat with Cantab, who had married one of Henchik's numerous granddaughters. The two men were holding hands, as was the Manny way. The older man had lost a granddaughter that day, but if he grieved, the emotion did not show on his stony, composed face. Next to Roland, holding no one's hand, silent and dreadfully white, sat Eddie Dean. Beside him, cross-legged on the floor, was Jake Chambers. He had pulled Oi into his lap, a thing Roland had never seen before and would not have believed the Billy Bumbler would allow. Both Eddie and Jake were splattered with blood. That on Jake's shirt belonged to his friend Benny Slightman. That on Eddie's belonged to Margaret Eisenhart, once Margaret of Redpath, the lost granddaughter of the old patriarch. Both Eddie and Jake looked as tired as Roland felt, but he was quite sure there would be no rest for them this night. Distant from town came the sounds of fireworks and singing and celebration. There was no celebration here. Benny and Margaret were dead, and Susanna was gone. Henchik, tell me, I beg, how long will the magic stay? The old man stroked his beard in a distracted fashion. Gunslinger?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?